Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Here is producer Joanna.
Everyone, how are you guys doing?
As soon as I turn her mic on.
Hey,
hey. It's right. Better.
Cinco de Mayo is over. Joanna gets no respect.
We've had this talk on the air before, not with Joanna, but the recession, man, is making you do things right now that you normally would not do.
Yep.
And adjusts in a way that you normally would not have to adjust. And Joanna's right in the thick of it right now.
I am. And I think we have had this conversation before. It was like right when I was making the decision to move back home with my parents. Because financially, I cannot afford to live on my own. And yeah, I had the roommate for a while, but I was like constantly having to find a new roommate every year. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to rent my house and I'm going to move back home with my parents for the time being.
You're how old?
I'm 26.
Oh, don't say it like that.
You say it like somebody punched her in the chest. Oh,
I know.
26.
No, I think she thinks I should be financially secure by 26. Is that what that was from?
Yes, that was I shouldn't be in this position at 26. You know, maybe if I was 23, just out of college, move back home for a little while, you know, figure out life. I should have life figured out.
At 26?
Somewhat.
But recession's changed everything.
Well,
right?
You did. I think you've got to figure it out. You're about to marry a guy who's going to Emory. Like, you're pretty set. You're good.
I'm waiting for him to get his MBA so that I can just sit at home.
So get your MRS.
Take a hobby.
Right.
He gets his MBA, you get your MRS, everybody's happy.
I'm pretending to be ambitious. So he's like, oh, baby, you're just ambitious. If you want to stay at home for a little while, it's fine.
But the recession really has changed everything. Like Melissa's stance on the whole thing, because you know how Melissa loves consistency.
That's right.
Is that, you know, once you leave, bye-bye. That's it. There's no coming back. But I think you've softened that.
Yeah, well, during a recession, no. I mean, all bets are off. I mean, my sister is laid off and having to find a job. And so I have several friends who are trying to find a job. I mean, and so it's all ages. Mm-hmm. It's all backgrounds. It's, you know, the recession is not being prejudiced against one, you know, gender or one income level or another. And so you have to do what you have to do to survive. You
right.
know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and so that's what I did. I had to move back home. I moved back in January and it's been fine. You know, my parents don't really bother me. We barely see each other really because our schedules are so different and I probably see them just in passing sometimes. But last week they did something that made me realize that I need to either get a third job or just, you know, figure something out because I don't know how much longer I can put up with this, especially if Jason and I aren't going to live together until we're married. So I occasionally I go to Columbus to see Jason on the weekends. My fiance, he lives 2 hours from here. So that's the only time we see each other is on the weekends. I've never had to tell anybody where I'm going or what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I just packed my things that morning and left and went to Columbus, got there. And I was so exhausted that day. When I got to his house, I fell asleep. And
so is this on a Friday?
This
so
was
like
on a Friday.
You did the show, then you didn't work your other job.
No, I went straight to Columbus.
So you were there by what time?
I was there at like 2.
And you left this house at what time?
And I left the house at 5 in the morning.
Okay.
So fell asleep and didn't think much of it. Well, all of a sudden my phone just starts to blow up and I didn't answer because I was asleep. Then Jason's phone starts to blow up and he, after maybe the fourth or fifth time someone called, he answered and I heard him in the other room and it was my mom. And she was calling. She was like, where's Joanna? She didn't call me. And I'm worried about her. And he's like telling her like, whoa, sorry. You know, she's here. And she's like, well, next time she needs to call me because I don't know what she is. And I worry about her. I just love her so much.
Is that your mom's accent right there?
Yes.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just get so mad because I was like, I am 26. Like, I don't have to tell you where I'm going or what I'm doing. And so she and I. And I had to calm down before I called her back because I was so pissed off about it. Mm-hmm. But then I realized she's still my mom. No. She still worries about me.
Yeah. You've talked, I mean, before you had to move back in with your parents, you had talked before about, you know, Jason being in Columbus and you going down there often. So in the times in the past that you've gone to see him, have you called them and told them where you're going and I'm leaving and I'll call you when I get down there and all that? So the rules have changed since you've moved back home.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
I think
that's
okay,
always the case, though.
Yeah.
Did you inadvertently tell them, like you would say, Jason and I are going out in Columbus this weekend, or without realizing it, that you communicated to them. So your expectation is, well, they know I go to Columbus after I work on the Bird Show every Friday. It's what I do. And their expectation is you've told them every week before.
Right. Well, the thing is it's not consistent. It's not every Friday. It's like sometimes he comes to Columbus and sometimes they'll ask me like, oh, is Jason coming up this weekend or things like that? And I guess it slipped my mind and it irritates me. And then, you know, now every time I go somewhere, my mom's calling me now and she's like, hey, are you coming home to have dinner? And it's weird because I'm like, right. I shouldn't be going through this.
I think your parents now know your schedule, though. So when you're not there, they're going to obviously get worried about you like a roommate would.
Here's Rosemary. Good morning, Rosemary. You're on Q100.
Hi. I was just going to tell you that I'm going to be 26 and I moved home with my parents, too. I work full time, in school full time, so there's no shame at all.
We could take these calls for the next 2 hours.
I think the answer is, I think Rosemary and Joanna talked. I think Rosemary moves into your parents' house and you move into Rosemary's parents' house. they don't really
totally
care.
Different.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They totally won't care.
But the thing is, your parents haven't done this, right?
No.
This is not their usual
behavior.
Never
done that. I mean, I've lived on my own since I was 19 years old. I showed up at the house with a U-Haul truck, put all my stuff in the U-Haul, and moved out. And I never came home until January of this year.
Were y'all cocky too about it at 19? I am never coming back here.
No, I'm not under your control anymore. You can't tell me what to do or check up on me all the time.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Good morning. I'm 50 years old, and I still tell a family member when I'm leaving town.
Really?
Or when I'm going someplace. And I have a 23-year-old who lives on her own, and if she goes out of town, she calls me. Not because she has to, but because she needs to have somebody know where she is. And then that way, when I'm trying to reach her, I know that she's safe. I know she's someplace where she's supposed to be. If you disappear for a weekend or you disappear for a week, somebody should know where you are.
You just got chewed out by your mom.
I know, but the thing is, it's a change in behavior. We've talked before about moving back in at home, and my argument in the past, when it's non-recession and when the recession's over, I'll be right back in the same place, is that if you move back in home, it's your responsibility to take care of your stuff around the house. Like, there's some people that non-recession that would move back in home and expect food to be cooked for them, their laundry be done for them, and all this stuff. But on the same token, your parents, you also have to know that if the child is moving back in, then you can't be their parent, you know, like you were when they were a teenager anymore. You have to kind of hold yourself back. So I think as we're saying, this is a change in behavior. This is not, you know, a common thing that her mom has done.
And I think it's short term. I think you've got to just like hang out and deal with it for a little while until you get married. I don't think that they'll do that.
It's only 4 or 5 years.
When you get married
years,
and when you live with your husband, they're going to know
next
that he's
May.
Looking out for you.
I know.
And that he's checking on you and that he's going to be the one that's worried about you and knows your whereabouts and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it's going to continue when you move out and are married with your husband. It's only going to be this short period of time.
Right. And I don't think so either. It's just the fact that this is going to start happening and that I am like, I'm going to New York next week. I'm going to have to tell them, oh, I'm leaving for New York. You know, like,
but what's wrong with that?
Because I never had to answer to anyone.
I feel like out of respect for the little girl.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you have the same conversation? Like when I'm traveling, like I still tell my parents, not out of they need to know where I am.
I do.
But like if I'm having a conversation with my parents.
Do you, Melissa?
I do, but I keep reiterating, this is a change in behavior. Like, this is not Joanna and her mother's relationship up to this point. She hasn't been telling her every time she goes out of town. I do.
I think when Mother's Day rolls around, you need to gift wrap your mom some respect. The
Bird Show. What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.